Chase Brown was the number 7 running back in fantasy last season on a 6-11 team catching passes from a quarterback carousel. He's priced 8th. There is no scandal here, no hidden edge. There's a good back at a fair price who held a backfield together through chaos, and that's the episode. The Muffed 2026 preview, the season top 7 total and per game, which is genuinely impressive given the wreckage around him. 232 carries for 1019 at 4.4, plus 69 catches on 88 targets, a 14% target share. A real passing game role for a back. 11 total touchdowns on a team that, despite going 6-11, converted red zone trips into touchdowns at the best rate in the league. The signature week 16 at Miami, a short walk-in touchdown, one of 3 scores he was involved in, a 33-point day. And the consistency is the quiet sell. From week 8 on, he cleared 15 points in 9 of his last 10 games while Cincinnati cycled from Joe Burrow to Joe Flacco. The arc is short and stable. Brown emerged into a featured 3-down role and held it. No spike season inflating the price, no collapse lurking, just a back who earned the job and kept it. What repeats? The receiving role is the anchor. 69 catches is real, sticky, every down usage, and it's what makes his floor trustworthy. The touchdown share at 23% is clean, no fade flag fires, no luck to give back. The efficiency plus 0.34 over expected is solidly average plus neither a red flag nor a selling point. The whole profile is fine repeatedly, which at this price is exactly what you want. Muffed! The situation, per the reports, is the bull case nobody's pricing. Joe Burrow is healthy at team activities after the turf toe injury that wrecked Cincinnati's 2025. Brown just finished RB7 with Flacco and Browning throwing for half the year. Give him a functioning Burrow offense, more red zone trips, more efficient game scripts, and the touchdown environment improves around a back whose role is already locked. The honest flip, a healthier offense could also mean more pass game neutral scripts and slightly fewer carries. Net, it's a wash to positive that the RB8 price doesn't account for. The price, pick 14.5, RB8. Verdict, no call. He finished RB7, he's priced RB8, and that's a compliment, not a knock. The counter briefly, he's never done it with a full season of elite quarterback play, so there's mild role uncertainty if Cincinnati's offense reshapes around a healthy Burrow. But back-to-back productive seasons in a locked 3-down role at RB8 is a pick you make without anxiety. Boring wins leagues. September watched the carry count with Burrow back. If it holds near 230 with the Bengals scoring more, RB7 has a little more in it. The receiving role is already bankable. Your guys every week, next preview's queued.